go ahead, Apollo 11, over.
Rod, why don't you sing out when you think we've done enough battery charge on B.
Rod, stand by Buzz, over. Hello, Apollo 11, Houston. We'll be charging battery B up until the sleep period. We'll discontinue charging at that time. Also, at about 12:25 in the flight plan, we have battery A charge. That has been deleted, over.
Roger, understand. We'll charge until the sleep period on B and delete battery A charge.
A firm.
In Houston, Apollo 11, these auto optics maneuvers, or P-23's auto maneuvers, don't seem to be going to the substellar point. Can you come up with the roll, pitch, and yaw angle for the substellar point on this star? It's our second star.
Roger, stand by. Hello, Apollo 11, Houston. Your angles in the flight plan, we feel, are still good. 198.6, 130.7, 340.0. Just slightly off than those in the flight plan, over.
Okay, we'll try that. Charlie, say those three angles one more time. I'd like to confirm them before I maneuver.
Roger, roll and pitch are slightly off than what's in the flight plan. 11, roll is now 198.6. Pitch is 1307, over.
Roger, roll 198.6, pitch 130.7, and yaw 34000.
That's affirmative.
Apollo 11, I think the problem here is that that attitude just is not too close to the substellar point. I'm having to maneuver quite a bit, and that's in progress now, so stand by for some more.
Roger, we copy. Oh. Hello, Apollo 11, Houston. We've run the angles given in the flight plan for the P-23 attitude through the machines down here, and they come up the same thing every time. We think everything's going correctly, Mike, and we're wondering if the non-symmetrical horizon might be giving you a problem, over.
Yeah, it could be, Charlie. Stand by here. We'll get another mark for you.
Okay.
Just Apollo 11, noun 49 for you.
Roger, copy. Stand by. Hello, Apollo 11, Houston. We recommend you accept the noun 49. Continue through your sequence of sightings, and then we'll analyze the data afterwards, over.
Okay.